Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical
weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. We are live on Hoppy TV, so give me a call. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Amir from Amir Academy of Martial Arts is chiming in on Hoppy TV. He's saying, what's up, my friend? I am doing amazing, Amir. I will be by your gym very shortly, very soon. We're going to do a plan to get me absolutely ripped. I mean, there's this thing that humans do in life. Humans go, oh, I'm going to begin working out, and then they never do it. I have been on that kick recently, and I need to get back on it. So for the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area, it's Amir Academy of Martial Arts. I saw this in the headline here, and I'm telling you right now, if you're taking part in the Fyre Festival Part 2, you are nothing more than a clout chasing loser. It says here, convicted fraudster Billy McFarlane claims $499 Fyre Fest 2 tickets have sold out in less than 24 hours after going on sale. Despite no lineup or details about the Caribbean venue. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if anybody gets ripped off at this event, or anybody loses everything, I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. You are literally promoting and literally defending a sociopath who ripped off everybody, and there's no lineup details. I mean, he's going to rip you off again. Are you serious? $499 for the cheapest tickets. Maybe this time he'll have bologna sandwiches. I mean, seriously, you're encouraging a sociopath to get away with things. And not only that, he talked to TMZ today about Fyre Fest 2. Now, if you made the tickets, I don't know, $200 or something, I get it. $500 for beginning? F you, bro.
We announced our first pre-sale on Sunday. They sold out very, very quickly. And I think this kind of all comes back to, since 2016, Fyre has had 32 billion impressions across social media.
Yeah, because we're all viewing that you're a piece of garbage and that there was a documentary about you about 4.5 years ago, idiot. Nobody's going and going, oh my God, I'm so impressed, and I'm viewing the work of Billy McFarland because I think he's so cool, the way he ripped people off with that wannabe rapper Ja Rule. No, it's because you're a scumbag.
Which makes us like the most talked about festival in the world. And we saw that in the past literally 36 hours convert to sales. No lineup announced. We did not share the location, and we saw...
Yeah, where's the lineup? Where's the location? You can't just announce a show and have people pay $499 and then there be nothing. Oh, wait, that's right. You can't do that because you're Billy McFarland. You're a sociopathic elitist that got away with it. So pretty much this goes back to everything that happens in this country, that the rich and elite always get away with things.
All that the first drop almost instantly. So it is just so incredible to finally have the support to make the Fyre dream a reality. And
you had the support before, scumbag. Then you ripped everybody off. This guy is such a prototypical mix between a sociopath and a narcissist, where he does something wrong and then thinks it's everybody else's fault that he got screwed over when he was the one that was screwing everybody over. Huh? Am I missing something? Maybe, probably not.
And to really share it with the world.
this proves the point. There is no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, besides sitting in prison for 4 years.
That if you guys are getting that kind of attention, even if it was for this fiasco, it kept people's appetite alive and well.
Anybody who has an appetite to go to that event is a loser, is a clout chaser who's literally paying $1,000, between $500 to $1,000 or even more, just to say that you're at Fyre Festival and to tag the location on Instagram. You're a bunch of clout chasing loser influencers. Influencers, I swear to God, is the new movie critic. I've gone to some bars recently and some events, and you have the beautiful influencer and everybody's like, oh my God, over there, she has like 90,000 followers. And like, you need to be on your best behavior because she might write a bad review. I'm like, what are you scared of them for? They're just trust fund babies that are good looking and have good cameras to look prettier. You ever see an influencer on social media and, oh my God, she looks beautiful. And then you see an influencer in real life and you're like, wow, you're average looking. Yeah. Filters do a lot.
And it's kind of become this curiosity.
I kind of feel like I'm the pilot of a single engine propeller plane right now flying through the storm where everybody wants to watch. And whether I crash or land, they want to have a front row seat as long as they're safe.
As long as I crash and land and take all your money and rip you guys off, I'm cool.
So I think if I can kind of create that turbulence, then Fyre Festival 2 will become a great cultural moment.
How did you...
Cultural moment? What did you rip everybody off? If ripping people off and being a sociopathic millionaire is a cultural moment, then our culture's dead.
It'll become a great cultural moment.
How did you do this? I mean, how did you get investors to, you know, come into the fold with you and say, look, we're going to try this again after the first time? Because honestly, good on you that you've been able to do that. I'm curious how you were able to convince them.
Because he's likable, he's good looking, and a lot of these people that put money into it are probably very rich, and it's like me going to McDonald's and buying a McDouble. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's $4 now, crazy. You know what I'm saying, though? That's just them putting money into something. I don't think somebody who's worth $1 million put in $250,000. I think people that put in the money are probably worth $50 million and then put in the $250,000. You know what I'm saying?
So I literally got on Instagram and DM'd the founders of the top couple of dozen festivals around the world that did a really good job. And they pretty much ignored me for the past 9 months.
Duh, no one wants to be around you, loser. And the guys that put on real festivals actually had a festival. This dude is so out of touch with reality. It's insane. I actually feel bad for him.
Then we actually signed a Broadway musical deal to turn the story of my life and Fyre into a Broadway musical recently.
The Broadway musical is going to be about this pretty boy scumbag who came from money and then ripped everybody off, and everybody will see the show in New York City and be very ironic. Here we go. This is the Fyre Festival Broadway show. Here we got Billy McFarlane, who's this absolute scumbag, but everybody laughs at, but he's unaware that no one likes him. And he wonders why everything he does doesn't really succeed that well. It's because you don't have a genuine bone in your body, you piece of garbage. I wonder who would be his love interest. Probably some influencer that has daddy issues. God, I hate him. The worst!
And I think the courage of the company behind that deal sparked some of these festival operators to start responding to me. And
They responded because they're like, this dude's DM'd us over and over and over and over again. We might as well just respond to be nice to him.
Just so grateful they're taking a chance, and it really, really is wild.
You gotta serve cheese sandwiches at this just as a thing. I'm serious. It's and people would expect it at this point.
What's Billy's response going to be?
Our partners are not going to let me do much at the festival. However, I am going to be cooking cheese sandwiches with Andy at the actual event. So I think
God, he's such a piece of garbage. Yeah, I wouldn't let him be a part of the event either. Pretty much, he's just the face of it. To me, it's like if you are married to somebody that cheats on you all the time, and then they go, oh, I've done cheating, and then, get out of here. Next on Happy Hour, Tearful cancer survivor Casey DeSantis says she wasn't sure if she would be alive at her children's future graduations or wedding, and praises Florida Governor husband Ron for fighting for me. Listen, I'm not the biggest fan of Ron DeSantis, but I'm not the biggest hater. I'm very indifferent because I'm indifferent about all politicians because they're nothing more than effing scumbags that don't care about you. But the people on the left that were laughing at Casey DeSantis, the people on the left that were rooting for her and very happy that she got cancer because it was karma, you are nothing more than the same scumbaggery that you claim the other political party is. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. How are you going to possibly root for somebody to have cancer? Honestly, that's karma. I mean, seriously. All you have to do is take Casey DeSantis' phone, and then you got a full scumbag moment. Next on Happy Hour, Britney Spears appears to settle her differences with brother Brian Spears as he stays over at her mansion after her split from Sam. Yeah, I don't really know much about Brian Spears. You never really hear about him. Let me tell you, maybe this is what she needs. It's just some brotherly love. I don't know why, but I don't think Sam Asghari did anything wrong. Listen, I wasn't a fly in the house. I'd love to be. I bet there's a lot of flies. It's probably messy. And a lot of empty pizza boxes. But what I'm saying is I'm sure if we were a fly in the house, we would see Sam Asghari being a good dude that cares about her. Because she's the one that cheated. And I see all these comments about the prenup and whatever. You go, girl. But if Sam were to do the same thing to Britney Spears and it was flip-flopped, then he'd be sexist and a piece of garbage and a woman hater. You know what I'm saying? It's very funny how everybody wants everything to be equal. Unless it's against the man. And a breakup. Some would say maybe you're being a little, what's the word here? Hypocritical. Some would say maybe you're being a bit of a scumbag. I'm talking to everybody. There's been no, I gotta be careful how I say this. I'm just saying, like, how do I word this? Give me a second. White men had it good for a long time. And there's been a little bit of hatred recently against white men. And for example, like when I went to the gay pride parade last year and I was with my ex and all her friends, all the friends that were homosexual were like, you're the problem because you're a white man. It's like, that is the most sexist thing I've ever heard. Not every white man is, come on now. And that's what's going on with Sam Asghari. Everybody that's laughing at him and blah, blah, blah. You're being no different than if you were to laugh at a woman. Men have feelings too, I think. I don't know. You know who I do know has feelings? Because he's very passionate. This is from the Daily Mail. Is Baker Mayfield, as he was named the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback after retirement of Tom Brady. And oh my goodness, if you want to hear the best analysis, 620 AM, WDAE. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have confirmed that Baker Mayfield will be their quarterback for the 2023 season. I mean, anybody who actually thought that Kyle Trask was going to get it was just filling air because you had nothing else to talk about. Kyle Trask was never going to get it. They were paying Baker Mayfield to play. I'm no sports analyst. I barely did well in sports radio. But there was never a time that you were going to pay Baker Mayfield all that money and go, no, we're going to give it to Kyle Trask. If I'm Kyle Trask, I'm asking to get waived. This is very much a Cleveland radio humor joke, but make sure that what's his name doesn't go to Cheesecake Factory, that being Baker Mayfield. If you want to know what that means, Google it. Also here on Happy Hour, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in much. I don't really believe in anything. I think there's the birth, life, and then death. I don't think there's much to anything. I don't think it's that deep. I don't think it's that unique. Took a second to load that. But I do believe in aliens. I just don't think they're the same aliens you hear about on like the X-Files or whatever. I think it's more like maybe like a piece of a flower or something that came from another planet, like an unidentified item. Like maybe like a little like a gnat or something. I feel like that's more what an alien is. I don't think it's this greater being. It's going to like take over the world. Because I see here aliens could message Earth today. Scientists are eagerly awaiting an extraterrestrial response to radio signals beamed into space 40 years ago. It's very weird to think about. It says here, 16.7 light years away. Do you ever like get a little high or whatever, and you're looking up at the sky, and you're just like, I know this is the most prototypical deep thought, but you kind of look up at the sky and you're like, we're on a moving planet, like a rock that's very small compared to everything that's just kind of moving in space. I'm telling you, last night, maybe it was the indica, I could literally feel the planet moving. I don't know what that says about me. Maybe I want to feel the planet moving, just like how people want to think that heaven's real and you tell yourself things. I mean, that was the whole basis of that ghost chasing show with Demi Lovato. You want to believe there's something. Every human being wants to believe that there's a meaning to be here. That I don't think there's anything. I think it's beginning, middle, and end. And I was having this discussion with my friend last night. He was like saying that I view things very black and white, very yes or no. But I just don't think. I think talking about aliens and talking about conspiracy theories, the only conspiracy theory I really believe in is that when George Bush was told about 9/11, when he was reading to those kids in second grade, that wasn't the first time he found out about it. I do believe, I don't know if he was inside of 9/11 and knew about it, but that wasn't the first time he found out. But I'm not very big into conspiracy theories. It's real life fan fiction. It's that. Politics, religion, it's just a way to have a discussion with other human beings because you don't know how to sit in silence. I hear it all the time from people. They're going like, oh my God, what if there's aliens? What if there's this? What if there's that? You know what phrase I don't like is the what if? Because you're just guessing. You don't know. None of us know. And I'm not trying to be a party pooper and not be fun. I'm just telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls at a gallery, that it ain't that deep. Man, I've never played this much of the X-Files music theme song. You can have a party to this, bro. Out there, partying, having fun. If you're an early 2010s graduation class member, you were doing ecstasy to this. Jennifer Aniston says she's over cancel culture and doesn't put everybody in the Harvey Weinstein basket after being labeled a Karen for throwing Jamie Foxx under the bus. I love when somebody is a Karen on social media, or I love when somebody complains about something and then everybody attacks them and they go, I didn't mean that. Then why'd you say it, Jennifer? I didn't mean to. You're lying. The Friends actress, 54, was slammed by some fans after defending Fox on social media after he put up an angry Instagram post of illusions of anti-Semitism, which appeared to have been liked by her own account. She quickly denounced it and denied any connection to it. She said, I'm so over cancel culture. I probably just got canceled by saying that. I don't understand what it means. Is there no redemption? I don't know. I do think that's a good point. Like with a lot of times, I feel like we are so quick to cancel people that we don't realize that maybe we could suspend them and teach them what's wrong. Like with Don Geronimo, one of the greatest radio hosts of all time, getting let go in Washington, D.C. at Big 105.9 for calling a sports reporter Barbie. You just fire him. But it's like maybe that could be a teaching moment where you have PSAs where you talk about how not to be. And I'm not saying he's being sexist or not. I'm just saying it's just everything sucks. Cancel culture is just this flex that, oh, I got this person canceled or I did this or it's shut up. Shut up. We are on this planet for a very short time and then we die. Trust me, it's not that deep. It's not that unique. It's not that riveting. I think it's actually quite boring. I don't want to sound dark or anything, but there's really nothing that's exciting about, like, not life, but there's no heaven. There's probably no aliens. If you watch Neil deGrasse Tyson videos, he explains it all. Also in this video, Jennifer explains why she finds being in a relationship challenging. Probably because you're a self-entitled brat that's had everything given to you and you made a lot of money off of a popular sitcom. So you're a little out of touch. You're not quite with the times of dating people, and you probably make everything about you, and you're probably a little boring.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
All right, give it to me, Jennifer.
Jennifer Aniston is getting real about her love life. In a candid interview with the Wall Street Journal magazine, the 54-year-old admitted that she finds it challenging to be in a relationship due to her parents' dynamic. Quote, "Watching my family's relationship didn't make me go, oh, I can't wait to do that," she said about her mom, Nancy Dow, and her dad, John Aniston, who divorced when she was a kid, adding, quote, "I didn't like the idea of sacrificing who you were or what you needed, so I didn't really know how to do that. So it was almost easier to just be kind of solo." So
she just seems like somebody that needs to be solo. I don't see her as a caring person. And one of the greatest radio producers of all time, of one of the greatest shows of all time, the Opie and Anthony Show, Eric Nagel from It's Eric Nagel and Would You Kindly on the Anthony Cumia Network, the Compound Network, chimed in on Hoppy TV and said, "The angry young man, I mean, I may be a little younger than you, but this dude's about to be 30 years old in 10 days. I'm not so young. Where's my cane?"
So I didn't have any real training in that give and take. The Friends alum went on to note that while she's, quote, really good at every other job she has, her romantic life is, quote, one area that's sort of lacking.
Would the job that's lacking being a blow? Never mind.
Confessing, quote, "It's just about not being afraid to say what you need and what you want. And it's still a challenge for me in a relationship."
Yeah, I could see her just shutting down in the middle of a relationship. I could just see her being like, "No, I'm done. I am done."
The Morning Show star, who has been married twice, joked with the mag that she's sleeping with her dogs these days.
By the way, I thought The Morning Show was okay, but here was my problem with The Morning Show. Was it was pretty much just a fictional version of what happened in 2017 with Matt Lauer and all the Me Too things. And that was fine. Matt Lauer was a creep. I don't care. The Me Too movement's fine. But I didn't need to relive it. So when I watched the first few episodes of The Morning Show, I'm like, I live this. I was working in radio at the Bone, and we talked about that every day. Like, I don't need to relive it. There was nothing about The Morning Show where I was like, oh my God, I've never seen this before.
During her wide-ranging chat, the star also revealed which Friends clothes she still has, sharing that she has a pair of loafers her beloved character wore and a floral dress that belonged to Courtney Cox.
I don't care. She's the worst, but she's hot. And she also didn't wear a bra a lot of times in on the show Friends in the 90s, so you got to see a little bit. It was kind of nice. It was kind of delightful. Speaking of something that's nice and kind of delightful, Sam Asghari moves into a luxurious apartment where rent can go up to $65,000 a month. Homie, save your money. Move into a $2,000 efficiency room studio apartment and just bang every single girl that comes around. No pun intended. What I am saying is there is no reason, because it says that his earning per year is $400,000. You're going to have an apartment that's pretty much 25% of how much you make a year. That is dumb. If you were to get an apartment for $2,000, you could save your money. I have this rich uncle. I'm telling you, he is the best. He's my godfather, my Uncle Ken out in Los Angeles. He's helped pay for my car, paid for my college. He's the greatest guy ever. Talks a lot. You should bring up Donald Trump to him. He loves Trump. No. But seriously, the most sweet guy ever. But he lives alone and he pays like $2,000 a month for an apartment he's been in for like 25, 30 years in Los Angeles and has all the money because he didn't spend it on nice things. But you have Sam Asghari going, "I need the nicest apartment." No, you don't. You have your penis of being Sam Asghari, so girls are going to want that. And then you can save the money for going out on dates or whatever. You know? I don't. Here's another waste of money. Biden is back in his rented $18 million Lake Tahoe mansion after his awkward Hawaii visit with nothing on his schedule. It says here the awkward visit Every single thing that Joe Biden's ever done is awkward. Even going back to when Obamacare was passed in 2009 and he was like, this is a big effing deal, Barack. He's just an asswipe. God, I don't like him. But if I say this, people go, oh my God, then you like Trump. I don't like any of them. I think they're all scumbags. I don't know what this planet's doing. Sometimes I'm not trying to manifest dying today, but sometimes I just think that we need to just blow this planet up. Sometimes I feel like all the other planets in the solar system probably talk behind our back and are like, oh my God, Earth is effing up lately. What the hell is Earth doing? We need to just blow it up. To smithereens.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Wild motherfucking fuck.
Yeah. We are young moolah. And we run this beat. I'm colossal fool, and y'all niggas just molecules. Don't know how to build a house, but I got a box of tools. I'm talking about that pop 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 baby black a boom. That is for tune. The group I'm in say vibe boom. Then they go pew. Nigga, I'm gone. I see you soon. On the moon, put me in the dirt and watch me bloom. Put me in the jungle, bet I'm coming back with all the food. Put me in the streets and bet I'm coming back with money. Yeah, we can earn it. Yeah, we can earn it. Heavily blunted, me and my gun loaded. She riding with me to the motherfucking road. And yeah, and it be like that. I don't got people on that Glock, but I got people on that Mac.
What up, Lil Wayne? Ah, that was Ride with the Mac by Lil Wayne, Lil Weezy. I should be able to play that song because it was 16 years ago and it's not copywritten. So I'm trying to find rap that's not copywritten.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah.
On the subject of narcotics in general, most marijuana is a pill. That is the purpose of this meeting.
This following segment has been brought to you by the best hemp lemonade on this whole planet, maybe the whole universe, known as Astro Bliss Hemp Lemonade at astrobleme.com. A-S-T-R-O-B-L-E-M-E.com. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 10%. That's right, you can save 1/10 of the price. Also, this is being brought to you by the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. If you go to DZBZHoney.com, it's DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy. You can save 20%. Also, this is being brought to you by the best kava and kratom around, mitra-9.com. At checkout, what do you think could possibly be the keyword? Oh, it would be H-O-P-P-E. Not H-O-P-P-Y. No. H-O-P-P-E.
Hoppy Hour.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, let's get into it.
Whoa, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Man, I love this TMZ music. You could really do some, not cocaine. I would never do that. I actually would not. But you could do some party drugs to this. Dun, 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 dun.
Welcome to TMZ Live. Harvey Levin here.
Charles here.
So, Britney Spears had a wild weekend.
Yeah, she did. Daddy issues galore.
After her husband, Sam Asghari, filed for divorce. Where to begin, Charles? Where to begin?
I think we got to start with the party that went down, right?
I think that's the place to start.
Because she had quite the party with several...
With a bootlicker.
I don't know. There's only one bootlicker that we saw.
She should have invited the Ybor shoe licker. If you don't live in Tampa, you don't get the reference. Just type in Y-B-O-R shoe licker. The guy's licked my shoes before.
Anyway, but lots of young men, shirtless young men, showing their support.
It kind of looks like the beginning of a Brazzers video. I wonder if it was just a photo shoot or if it was actually kind of dirty.
For Britney, as she did Britney things, you know, dancing around in a dress. But that was the end of the weekend. But everything leading up to it was also... pretty bizarre.
So it's hard to concentrate. The night before, on Saturday, she ends up in the middle of the night in Oxnard, which is quite a distance from where she lives.
She's such a loser. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Finally, some news that makes soccer riveting.
The World Cup celebration for Spain after their victory over England got a little out of hand.
Yeah, it did.
When the president of Spain's Soccer Federation planted a big old kiss on one of Spain's stars. Over the line, you're going to hear what she said.
You know, we often hear people complain, and with good reason, that women's sports don't get enough support, that there's not enough excitement about it. The Women's World Cup.
Oh, my God, I know what you're doing.
The Women's World Cup came to an end this weekend. Spain defeated England 1-0. Big victory for them. And there was plenty of excitement. Maybe a little too much. So be careful what you wish for. The president of Spain's Soccer Federation
just planted one on her.
The grabbing of her cranium, her entire skull, for that kiss.
Why would you think that's acceptable, you sociopath? Jesus Christ.
Really rubbed some people the wrong way, including the player. But first, here's what Rubiales had to say about, even he admits, this was over the line.
Yeah, my bad.
Seguramente mi equivoqué, lo tengo que reconocer.
I made a mistake for sure, he said. Let me see what else he said here. I have to accept it. Yeah, that you're a creep. In a moment of such emotion,
momento de máxima efusividad, sin ninguna mala intención,
without any bad intention or bad faith, what happened, happened. Yeah, I kind of groped this girl. My bad.
Sin ninguna mala fe, pues bueno, ocurrió.
I'm a scumbag, it didn't say that.
Yo creo que de manera muy espontánea.
In a very spontaneous way, he said. Yeah, let me just grab a woman that doesn't want me, because I have a power trip, because I think I'm unique. This next headline right here, this girl is an angel. Everybody on GoFundMe should be applauding her.
Hopefully, the rebuilding of Lahaina, which is
not just, it is burnt to the ground.
There have been, as I'm sure you've seen, a lot of different recovery efforts launched by everyone from governments, from billionaires, and even just private citizens, and
they desperately need help.
They need every penny. So when you have people going out of their way, like a young lady named Mariah Casillas did,
this angel,
to raise money, you would think that that's just a good thing. Instead, it turned into a bit of controversy for GoFundMe. So Mariah Casillas, she goes by Lava Girl online, had an idea to raise money for Maui. And she actually managed to raise $7,500, maybe more than that, actually, before it was shut down.
And the hook was that she would send a naked picture if you donated money.
$10. You donate $10 to
Hell
the
yeah.
fund,
and she would send a picture.
Photo.
She raised $7,500 and counting.
Right.
And GoFundMe not only pulled the plug, but they gave all the money back to the people who were donating it.
That's good. All the Karens that are jealous that she's better looking than them get all mad that she's making more money than their fundraisers. 856-49-HOPPY. This next headline right here, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's just common sense, especially in Florida.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
What up, Wendy Ryan?
Drinking alcohol before noon? Maybe the new thing in Bartow. Right now, city commissioners are meeting to vote on the measure that would allow businesses and restaurants to sell and serve alcohol starting at 9 a.m. on...
Hell yeah, I first thought this was good, but it's Bartow. I have nothing against Bartow. I have a decent amount of listeners in Bartow. I see the cities that listen. But you guys should probably wait till noon. I know you live in Bartow and there's not a lot going on, so drinking maybe makes it fun, but come on now.
On Sundays, ABC Action News reporter J.J. Burton spoke with restaurant owners about why they say this is a win for everyone.
It's money.
Bartow business owners working together like never before.
5 years ago, I would have said it would have never happened. But things have really grown and changed in Bartow in the past 5 years or so.
Yeah, people moved here.
And I'm really not surprised of the ones that are on board with us that have come along this journey with us.
And that journey, getting city commissioners to finally allow alcohol sales before noon on Sundays.
Hell yeah, let's just get more fatter in Bartow.
That goes for bars, restaurants, and stores.
I honestly thought it was just something that we would have to just go to the city and just fight for.
And this move is popular because it also means Sunday brunch for a lot of restaurants that don't do it because they can't serve alcohol until noon. And this is one of the last towns in Polk County with this ordinance.
That's good. I don't know if I like, what's his name? The Polk County Police Commissioner. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He just annoys me. He just kind of skeezes me out. He seems like he has a lot of skeletons in his closet, you know? I don't know. Maybe I'm just hating. I'm also not the biggest fan of the cops. Like, I don't hate the cops. I'm just not going out of my way to applaud them.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I just think the dirty cops.
Happy hour will be right back.
We'll always get away with things, and the good cops that speak up about it, pretty much dead in the water. What up?
Change swing, pimps and the players gon' do the damn thing. Coming in the club, taking over streets.
got them on lock. Everywhere we go, guaranteed to blow the spot. Messages to them haters, trying to play them gators. Bullets gon' blaze you, nothing is gonna save you. Bets on the streets, bets on the beats. If you wanna bounce, best bets report to me. My city, Chi-Town, where I put it down. Ain't no limit, dropping beats by the pound. I balls out a lot, cause you know I call the shots. Stacking paper like them baking sodas in the pot.
We got the remix. It's a gator thing.
Tell them how we do it, Joe.
Gator.
Gator Wars.
Rims.
They're spinning.
And I ain't even driving. I'm just parking lot pimping. Yeah. Slide open the club. Finna manage. And I'm tipsy. So fresh. So clean. Ooh. With a swagger in my lip. And what it is.
What it is.
What it do.
What it do.
Come on, shawty. Let me see you get loose.
Get loose.
If you bought it, you can get some great goose.
Great juice.
And VIP, I'm putting my hands on you.
Hey. We got the remix.
We got the troll.
Oh, yeah, give it to me.
I can't tell. Joking from the day to the dark. Tifa off a square, but my goons on pee. It's drinks on you, all eyes on me. And niggas with me drinking dumb. Henny mixed with Remy Ma. Party going all night. When we kick it hard. Niggas get they smoke out. They be getting choked out. Mix it with some liquor.
I see the best millennial engineer in all of radio is watching Hoppy TV. What up, Justin? Oh, yeah. That was Soundmaster T with Droked Out. This following segment, before I talk about it, let me play some Romeo real quick. Oh, trip me out, bruh.
I am a badass. Like, I can shake that ass.
This following segment has been brought to you by the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area, Amir Academy.
That's what? Whoa.
Of martial arts.
You love it.
At AmirAcademy.com. This is being brought to you by the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, FitSageFitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. He also has an app at FitSageFitness.net. This is also being brought to you by WestChaseprinting.com. The best printing company in all of the Bay Area. This is also being brought to you by, let me see what else is being brought to you by. I don't know. A lot of things. CounselingOnCall.net, which is the best counselors around. I talk to my shrink, my psychologist, my therapist once a week, whatever you want to call it, and he's changed my life forever. If you go to counselingoncall.net and you tell them that you heard about it on Happy Hour, they will hook you up. This is also being brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. If you go there and you sign up for an appointment, he's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. If you go there and you tell him you heard about it on Happy Hour, he'll hook you up. But you got to sign up ahead of time at richkbarber.com. All right, we're going to come back, wrap up everything right after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And now for something completely different.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Hoppy Radio on all major streaming platforms.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen,
give it to me.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We got some exciting news. First of all, tomorrow, Pharaoh will be returning to the show every Monday and Wednesday. And then Thursday, I mean, I can't even believe I'm about to announce this. Alessia Calandra, the princess, the voice of reason for Hoppy Hour, is coming back once a week. Her kids are in school. It's going to be a good time. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. What the hell is going on with Drew Barrymore?
Sell people. Oh my God. Say yes. Hi.
Drew Barrymore is safe and sound after a frightening onstage incident. The actress joined Renee Rapp for a conversation at the 92nd Street Y in New York City on August 21st. When a man appeared to rush the stage, insisting to speak with Drew and claiming that the two are acquainted.
That has to be uncomfortable.
Sell people. Oh my God, say yes. Hi.
Dude, I'm Chad Michael Busto. You know who I am. I need to see you at some
point. Oh God, it sounds creepy.
Okay.
Here.
Hi. My name is, I'm a crazy stalker, and I'm mentally ill.
Social media video from the event's live stream shows Drew and Renee being escorted away as security surrounded the man to block him from getting...
Yeah, he was trying to get to Drew Barrymore. By the way, if you have, if you say your first, middle, and last name when you're introducing yourself to a celebrity, you're probably crazy. Speaking of a celebrity that's crazy and probably a deadbeat dad, but nobody wants to talk about it because he's likable, kind of. Nick Cannon got called out by 50 Cent.
Did 50 Cent throw some shade at Nick Cannon? In a new interview with Forbes contributor Brian J. Roberts, the 21 Questions rapper appeared to get in a playful jab at the radio personality.
That's unique. Everybody says to end a club rapper or whatever. I kind of appreciate this reporter bringing up the song 21 Questions. Like that means you really know his catalog.
His rapper appeared to get in a playful jab at the radio personality after Nick made jokes at his expense a few months prior.
Nick seems like kind of a douche, like the type of guy that has skeletons and babies everywhere, and then he's throwing shots at other people when he's the one with all the problems. That's what usually happens.
While 50 was discussing how he'd learned not to live too extravagantly when it comes to homes, explaining that at the end of the day, he doesn't need tens of thousands of square feet and dozens of bedrooms. But he joked that someone like Nick could use the space, saying, if I had Nick Cannon's 12 kids or shit like that, you could put them all in a bedroom. Everybody's here. Nick has welcomed 12 kids with 6 women, 12-year-old Moroccan and Monroe with Mariah Carey, 6-year-old Golden, 2-year-old Powerful, and 10-month-old Rise with Brittany Bell, 2-year-old sons Zion and Zillion, and 9-month-old Beautiful with Abby De La Rosa.
It's crazy he has a 9-month-old. Like, he's got a lot of kids.
His late son, Zen, an 8-month-old Halo with Alyssa Scott, 11-month-old Onyx with Lanisha Cole, and 13-month-old Legendary with Bree TAC.
The problem is, if it was with one woman, like 23 kids and counting or whatever, and it's in the same house, yeah, you're giving them equal time, but he's got a radio show, he's got a TV show, he's the host of shows, and he lives in Los Angeles where there's a lot of traffic. Trust me, there's some kids that are getting neglected more than others.
In his interview, 50 went on to explain why having that big of a family wasn't for him, saying, I'm not going to have kids like that. I don't want the responsibility of that many women that you got to deal with emotionally.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard him say. He says a lot of smart things, but that's up there.
Especially after they don't feel like your friend anymore. Adding, I don't know what the f*** is wrong with Nick Cannon.
A lot of things. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking to somebody that has a lot of things wrong with her. Lizzo. She's walking out of her car.
Lizzo.
Hey baby.
Hi. How are you? How are you holding up?
Okay, I'm good.
You look good. You look good. Do you have anything to say to your fans right now?
I've lost a little weight. She does look good, to be honest.
I'm in the studio right now.
Oh, we got some new music on the way? All right. Beautiful.
It's about damn time. Get what I did there?
Rihanna and A$AP Rocky are officially parents of two. Now, a source tells ET the lovebirds are doing great and are excited to grow their family.
Hell yeah. Hopefully he's not cheating on her. I want to meet a rapper that doesn't cheat on their girl. If I was dating Rihanna, I wouldn't cheat. Here's a new relationship I find riveting.
Cyrus is a married woman. A rep for Miley's mom confirms that Tish and Prison Break star Dominic Purcell exchanged vows in a Malibu ceremony on August 19th.
That's interesting to me. The main brother from Prison Break's married to Tish Cyrus. I don't know why that couple is so riveting to me.
It appears Miley also played a special role in the nuptials.
Duh, it's her daughter.
Seemingly acting as her mom's maid of honor. While Miley's sis, Brandy, and brother Trace also appeared to be part of the wedding ceremony.
Where was Noah?
According to photos of the event posted by Just Jared, Tish wore a white strapless lace gown with an A-line skirt and a long veil.
Cool, she wore a nice dress. Riveting news!
The Backstreet Boys are celebrating 30 years of music with an epic bash in Cancun, Mexico.
That makes me feel old. 30 years of them? Jesus Christ, time flies.
And AJ couldn't be more excited.
It's April 18th to the 21st at the Moon Palace Resort. We got our boy Jason Derulo coming out with us.
Jason Derulo.
We're doing individual themed parties. I'm doing karaoke with a twist. Nick's doing a volleyball tournament. Brian's doing a variety show. Kevin's.
All of them could get so much. I don't want to sound sexist. They could get a lot of women or whatever they're into.
Doing a DJ set, and Howie, of course, is doing a tequila tasting. I think we've done 5 or 6 Backstreet Boy cruises. I'm going to put it out there now because I've done it on every single cruise, and I'm going to have to do it here, too. The last night, I take a selfie with every single person. We just finished up the DNA World Tour. I think it was 217 shows. 44 countries and like 3 million people.
Got
it. Able to celebrate 3 decades plus a year with our fans in a beautiful location.
Hell yeah. AJ seems like such a good dude. AJ from Backstreet Boys.
Is going to be great. And what better way to kick off 2024?
What's the biggest difference between the Backstreet Boys then versus now?
Back in the day when not all of us had families, we were still kind of just out there having fun and
banging women.
And now I still live it up and have fun, except now through sober eyes and really, you know, I still get crazy.
No more cocaine. I just drink a lot of coffee.
But I know what I'm doing and I can remember it the next day. Howie's about to be 50 and we're going to go celebrate Howie's 50th, man. Like, that's insane.
Do AJ's kids show any signs of following in his footsteps?
They're my little mini-me's. So yeah, they definitely are. Singers, dancers, little mini actresses, they love it.
And could we ever get a collaboration between two of the greatest boy bands of all time?
Anything's possible. I mean,
please do it. An NSYNC Backstreet Boy tour would be legendary. Man, my kindergarten self, which I know by saying that I was in kindergarten when I came out, that makes a lot of people feel old, but my kindergarten self, Backstreet Back, all right, that would be lit.
It's something that we would obviously consider doing. I don't know about them.
Yeah, I don't really see Timberlake hanging out with anybody. He seems like kind of a douchebag. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. They're making a revival of Frasier. I mean, I'm telling you right now, are we officially out of ideas? I get it was an okay show, but the most annoying part about Frasier is that when he's doing his radio show, his microphone's not right in front of his face.
It'll be like over here, and he's giving advice, and he's talking to a caller,
and he's not talking on mic. I'm like, wow. ChatGPT performs as well as a resident doctor at diagnosing patients and prescribing the right meds in primary and emergency care departments. I'm telling you right now, humans have been so comfortable with being alive that they didn't realize that they are utterly irreplaceable. That's what you get, human beings, for being lazy. The computer comes in. Breaking news that just came in on my phone. Britney Spears splits up pooches with Sam. Both are happy with the agreement, which that's probably good for Sam, because you hear a lot of times in breakups that one person loses the pet, or you literally have like custody where you get the dog some of the time. That's good that he'll get his dogs. Finally, in Hoppy Hour, speaking of custody, Nia Long, who is the ex-wife or estranged wife of Ime Udoka, who is the NBA coach that was banging the people that was working with him. She wants primary custody of the son because he's not supporting our kids, she says. Which the split between Nia and Ime is getting grosser. The actress is now asking for primary custody of the children after she claims the NBA head coach has been failing to support the kid. You're telling me that somebody who cheated on his wife all the time is also a deadbeat dad? Whoa, no way. Call the presses. Guy always seemed like such a scumbag. I never really looked at Ime Udoka. I knew he was a good coach or whatever, but I never looked at him and was like, oh my God, that's somebody I want to hang out with. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Happy hour is about to end, but we got a few more things we got to bring up. This following segment has been brought to you by RichKBarber.com, WestchasePrinting.com, AmirAcademy.com, FitzAgeFitness.net, ASTRLBLEME.com. Mitra-9.com, DZBZHoney.com, and CounselingOnCall.net. Go to RyanHoppyRadio.com, at RyanHoppyRadio on all social media, search Hoppy Radio on all podcasting platforms. Listen, I just said that funny. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central on ZRadioLive.com. It's our syndicate. We're also on QuadPod, QODPOD.com. And we got some huge... I mean huge. Breaking news about Hoppy Hour coming very soon. Let's just say we're about to take over. Also, September 1st, I will be hanging out in downtown St. Pete for First Friday, the last Friday of my 20s. Also, Saturday, I'll be at 1701 Saturday, September 2nd with Pharaoh and DJ Corrupted. And then Sunday, it is Pharaoh and Friends. Pool party. Oh, it's going to be lit. For all the info, go to YNG Pharaoh on all social media. And there you can get the info on the pool party. Got great deals on bottle service. The girls are going to be looking gorgeous. And when you have Pharaoh and Ryan Hoppy leading an event, it's going to be a good time.
Hoppy Hour.